Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. And we pulled off the conference call just in the nick of time this morning. Laura Turbide's here. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Chad.
So before we meet our one of our brand new providers who's joined the team, any news or notes or updates or things you want people to know?
Yes, good morning. We're so happy to welcome Shamise Curry, who has joined us at the Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery Office. She's come a long way. She's joined us from Texas, and she's also got a background in both the U.S. Air Force and the Texas Air National Guard. So I can't wait to learn a little bit more along with everybody else about her. And she's going to be working with Dr. Dewan, Dr. Mark, Dr. Ridding, Dr. Wong, Dr. Chibu, along with several of the other PAs and NPs there. So welcome, Shamise, and we can't wait to hear a little bit more about you.
Thanks for being with us. Laura, I just want to ask you one question, Laura, before we get going. And that is, with all of the changes in the healthcare field, and you've got other companies moving into this area, and are people confused about who owns what nowadays?
I think there's always opportunity to really get clear and clarify for people how they can make choices in terms of where their providers work, what health system they're affiliated with. Here at Finger Lakes Health, I think particularly because naming and nomenclature can be confusing. So we always try to tell people to look for the HARPL, that heart apple logo. But again, Finger Lakes Health is a local not-for-profit with a local board of governance. So all of our board of directors volunteer their time. They come from and live in the communities we serve, Ontario, Seneca, Gates, and Wayne, and put a lot of focus, as you can imagine, on making sure that services are available right here in our community and that the investments come back to our community. So we encourage people to sort of follow the HARPL, ask your physician to have your tests ordered at Geneva General Hospital or Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, have your lab work done at facilities associated with us, and if you want to continue to have services in our region, we want people to know who we are and that they can choose to have their services right here and reinvest to get more services in our community close to home.
All right. That makes very good sense. So Shamise Curry practices right around the road from right around the corner from us at Finger Lakes Health Commons. On Preemption Road and at the Clifton Springs Professional Park. So welcome. Laura told you told us a little bit about you. So you come to us by way of Atlanta, Georgia, the U.S. Air Force, and the Texas Air National Guard. So tell us more about you.
Correct. So I'm coming from Atlanta. Originally, I was in school, so I went to Emory University. And then from there, I moved to Texas, where it's hot and big all the time. And then here I am. I'm here in that local area and happy to be here.
So which came first, medicine or the military, or did you always have the idea of combining both?
The military came first, but it was both combined. When I was in the military, I was in the dental field, so a different form of medicine. And while in the dental field, in the military, I just realized just how much I love patient interaction, and I wanted to have a more hands-on role. And so I decided to leave the dental field. I was a dental technician, and I decided to go to school. And so nurse practitioner, that's where I decided to go, and I'm happy that I went along. I love the model of the nursing model, which is holistic care and patient-centered care. And so I decided to choose that model, and I've been ever since.
And so you have not only a bachelor's in nursing, but you have a master's degree, a Master of Science in Nursing. You're certified as an emergency nurse practitioner. Do you miss the rush of the emergency side of it, or do people kind of burn out in that kind of position after a while?
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
For a time, people tend to burn out because it is a very demanding it is a very demanding specialty, and depending on where you are working, whether that's in an urban setting or in a private setting, they each have their own unique challenges. And so for me, it was more so of just having more of a set schedule and being able to, just have a more predictable life after work. And so I chose to do orthopedics, mainly because while I was in emergency medicine, I had the opportunity to pick up a lot of our orthopedic cases. And I love the idea of it's broken and you can fix it. or something isn't maybe performing at its optimal best, and you're able to do things that are able to kind of get you back on the right track. And, you know, orthopedics, I'm new to the field, but I love it so far.
I always ask people who are new, especially from outside the area, what attracted you to the Finger Lakes and to Finger Lakes Health?
Really, honestly, it's the people. I came, it wasn't really how beautiful it is now, because when I came to interview, it was in the winter months, a little cold. It wasn't as cold as I thought it'd be, but really it was the people. There was a great connection. Finger Lakes Health did an amazing job of making not only me but my partner feel at home and feel like a part of a family from the very beginning. And so that was definitely the driving force.
I always get the sense, talking to the various providers I've talked to over the years, that even though Finger Lakes Health is a pretty big company with facilities all over the area, that it has the kind of the feel of an old-time practice. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. You know, where, you know, my partner, he's also a nurse practitioner, and he's actually in Tien Yen. He's at the clinic in Tien Yen. And I will say that just by meeting, you know, his coworkers and his colleagues, you know, even there was a sense of community and a sense of really caring about the patient. And, you know, at that practice, it's a family practice, and, you know, they've, you know, taken care of three generations, you know, of families. And so it's really that connection that they have with the family. It's not translated, interact not only with patients but with each other.
So what are some of the things that you'll be doing with IOS? What's kind of a typical day? I know there is no such thing, but what does a typical day look like?
Well, we start bright and early at 8 o'clock, and essentially we see patients with all different ailments, whether it's, you know, the typical knee pain or the shoulder pain, the hip pain. See a variety of cases from, you know, from arthritis to feet, shoulders, short placement. Cases of people who've had accidents or emergencies. So we see a pretty wide plethora of different things throughout the day. And so a day is never boring. You know, and we're always ready and willing to come and help whatever comes through the door.
And one of the things that amazes me, we've talked about this a lot with other providers, is how quickly you're able to treat people and get them back to their normal lives. That's really the emphasis now. There used to be, you know, you'd have any kind of procedure and you'd be expected to be in the hospital for days. Now, you know, as soon as people are ready, often the same day for some procedures, they're ready to get up and get moving again.
Right, and so studies have shown that, you know, getting people back on their feet and back on their normal lives is actually better health outcomes that way, as opposed to, you know, maybe back, you know, past times that you have people play around a lot longer than they actually necessarily need to. And people here, they're active, they want to get back to their lives, and so we want to help them get there to the optimal best so that way they can do that.
All right, well, thank you for what you do. Welcome to Finger Lakes. Welcome to Finger Lakes Health, and we appreciate you sharing your time with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Laura, thank you as always. I'm hoping very soon we'll be able to be in person again.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys take care.
All right, thanks very much.